Here with Coach Dave Kyle, Tucker County Boys Basketball Coach. Coach, just wanted to get with you here on the preseason. How the season starting out here for you?
Well, I tell you what, we just finished our first week of practice, and we started out with about 33 kids, and unfortunately, we had to cut some of those kids to get our numbers down, and after a few days, we've ended up with 24 players, and of course, new coach, and a lot of new players stepping in and playing different positions or starting for the first time. I believe we've had a pretty good first week of practice. Well, we've got two seniors back that started last year. That's seniors Derek Zirk and senior Owen Evans. We have one other letterman. That is Landon Dillard. Of course, those three guys right now looks like they're going to be in the starting five. We don't have any 2-3-year lettermen back. We don't have any 2-year starters back. We don't have any all-conference or all-state players back. Don't have any 1,000-point scorers. But I think we've got a pretty good nucleus there that if they continue to play hard and practice as hard, I think we could be okay come towards the end of the season. Got a total of 6 seniors. Of course, I mentioned Derek Zirk, Owen Evans, and Landon Dillard. And then there's also Wes Knotts, Andrew Hauser, and Mikel Lewis. And, you know, that's a good bunch of seniors right there. And they've been showing pretty good leadership skills here throughout the first week of practice. Tell you what, I'm pretty excited about it. Of course, I've been out of this coaching thing for about 13 years, and I was assistant boys coach here back many years ago. I helped Coach Gutchall for 9 years, but in trying to make this transaction from being a girls coach to the boys coach, you know, the game is much faster. They get up and down the floor, and those are some things that I'm trying to adjust to try to make myself a little bit better coach. Schedule's basically about the same as it was last year, other than not having Charleston Catholic or Buffalo Putnam on the schedule. But we did replace those two games with a home-and-home with Preston High, who everybody knows is a big triple-A school. But, you know, as far as teams on our schedule, we've got Preston, we've got Southern Maryland, we've got Petersburg, schools in a class higher than us that – have pretty good programs, pretty good teams. And then when you get down to the single A, you've got Trinity Christian, you've got Moorfield, and then there's the rivalry, Notre Dame. So, you know, there's 5 or 6 games. Even Pendleton County's up and coming, and they got a pretty nice team. So, you know, there's about 6 teams on our schedule that if we're not ready to play night in, night out, we could get beat.